You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the Irish Racing Podcast here at William Hill on Tuesday, June the 12th. Andy Holding looking at seven races for you at Roscommon as the attention now switches to the jumpers after their flat card here on Monday night. We've got the Connacht National Handicap Chase as the highlight on the card. €18,000 up for grad at 8:30 there. That extended three-mile handicap has brought together quite a few in-form horses there for that decent pot. We've also got a decent-looking novices chase at 8 o'clock as well, in which Cadmium bids to follow up his scintillating victory at the Punchestown Festival. Plenty of other good races as well along the way. Hopefully most of the runners will stand their ground because the conditions are drying out quite considerably over there in Ireland. We begin with a two-mile maiden hurdle at 6 o'clock. And the likely favourite here is from the Joseph O'Brien stable, Gold Seal, who's had quite a few chances already. And albeit he's got beaten on three of his last four starts when finishing in the frame, he's run to a fair decent standard in defeat. Just a little bit concerned I am with this horse, whether he's totally the full ticket. He had an uncontested lead last time out at Tramore, and he rather squandered it in the latter stages to let in the other well-backed horse in the race, Torcello, outstay him in the final part of that two-mile race. Prior to that, he was outrun again by Devil's Glen, who was an unconsidered 25-1 shot. So whether you want to be taking a really skinny price about Joseph O'Brien's four-year-old, is very much open to personal choice. So with that in mind, I'm probably going to chuck a couple of other horses into the mix just in case the wheels do come off the favourite. 10th Amendment looks a solid each-way alternative from the Keith Clark stable. He's had three runs over hurdles so far, and Connections quickly worked out that he probably didn't handle the soft ground as well as anticipated, albeit he did run well first time over hurdles when running up to Gordon Elliott's useful horse, Machuca, down in Fairy House back in November. A couple of other runs subsequently sealed his fate on soft ground, but he ran really well the other day in a decent handicap on the flat back on better ground behind Sheila's Oprah, who's won since. Camille, who went into that race in good form, has gone on to run well since. So overall, I do think this four-year-old has got every chance of going well here. The other one to mention at a much bigger price is also called Jizzerus from the Ted Wall stable. Now, he comes out of a very good race down in Punchestown on his hurdling debut when he was a mid-division 12th. Didn't think he ran too badly on that occasion. He certainly wasn't knocked about by Ian McCarthy. And you could argue that he might get the same treatment tonight, but the likes of Commander One and Duke Dallier have both gone on to win out of that race. So the form and the time figure was very good. So even though, like I say, he only finished mid-div, it was still not a bad run on the figures. And I see he's 33-1 this morning, which looks an absolute colossal price, considering that most of these haven't even run anywhere near that standard so far. So my two against the field there, much more fanciful odds, are 10th Amendment and, at a big price, Jezerus.
Race 2.
On to the first of the handicap semi comes up at 6:30. About a 7 or 8 to 1 the field race this morning just tells you the complexities of this contest. No doubt Oromo will have his supporters having run well over hurdles down in Downroll the other day behind Zig and Zag, but he turned in a mind-bogglingly bad run at Gowran the other day. Whether he just didn't handle the cheek pieces, it was the track or going back on the flat, I've no idea, but he was sent off favourite and it was in a lamentable last of 16 for, like I say, almost no apparent reason. He just seemed to dog it during that race. He never put any effort in whatsoever. So he might just have his convictions. It's gelding by High Chaparral. And with that in mind, I'm going to pass him over in favour of I'm Serious. Now, he hasn't won a race in 10 starts, so the alarm bells are ringing a little bit there. And those seconds certainly are beginning to rack up. But to be fair to him, he ran in a good time figure down in Tipperary two runs ago. And there was 15 lengths back to the third. And I'm putting that run down the other day, albeit it was a decent one, to the fact that he was up against a horse who clocked an unbelievably good last circuit time in the shape of Padraig O'Connor. So he's actually run quite well on his last two starts, despite not winning. And I do think he's liable to finish at least in the first four, which I think if you're having a bet in this race is something that you need to be looking at, something that you've got to run up to a fair level. And I'm Serious certainly has on his last three or four runs, and that'll do for me, round about the 7-1 mark.
Race number three.
on to the 7 o'clock then, and this is a decent looking novices hurdle, has to be said. Now, I think probably the odds on favourite of the night, there's likely to be a non-runner here for all us each way backers, because dead eight runners at the moment at time of recording are in place, but as is often the case in these races early morning, that you usually find something drops out and we end up with seven or sometimes even six, and that would be a bit of a dagger in the heart for me, because I fancy Jetta's here, the top one. Desperate to get all seven runners, eight runners going down at the start, because I do think he'll finish in the first three at the very worst. He's taken a while to find his feet over hurdles, and quite a few of his better performances, I noticed, did come on the softish ground, but he was a total revelation when he was on good ground for the first time at Limerick the last day. He really bounded to a very comfortable success on that occasion, and his time figure in victory was a very good one, and I've sort of been monitoring the form, seeing how it's gone, and Storm Rising, the runner-up, ran really well at Listowel the other day to back up the view that time figure was a fairly decent one. The other point worth mentioning as well is that he represents a stable in Jessica Harrington in unbelievably decent nick at the moment, and I'm certainly looking to get with most of her hurdlers, because they all seem to be going really well collectively as a group. Obviously, there are plenty of others in this race that do catch the eye. I was really impressed by the victory of that car, Canardier, the other day down in Down Royal. He's a real big scopey type, and he certainly backed up that previous effort at Leopardstown when he was fifth behind Paloma Blue in pretty spectacular fashion. Clearly the better ground suits him, and he'd be the obvious danger. But I do like Jettes, and he's quite a nice little summer jumping horse for Jessica to go to war with. And as I said, if you can get around about 11 to 2, 5 to 1, he does look a decent each way bet, providing all the eight runners get the post.
Race 4.
Right, on to the 3 mile contest then at 7:30, and I was really taken by the performance of About You the other day from the Michael Horrigan stable. Now, she'd yet to win a race under rules, and she was a bit disappointing the time before. Now, it said officially good ground down in Tipperary on the 24th of May, but I can assure you that the ground was definitely on the softer side that night. They'd watered the track, and it basically rendered her prospects pretty slim, and she ran accordingly. But on genuine quick ground the other day at Kilbeggan, she was a much better proposition. She bounded to a half-length victory. Now, the winning margin suggests that she struggled to win that day, but she came from an absolute country mile back and run a very fast last circuit, much better than the races won by Commander One and Oscar Moscow, respectively. And those two horses be rated in the late 115 to 20 category. So, off a mark of just 92, she clearly ran to a fair standard, particularly it was a 3 mile contest as well. She's only gone up £4 for that victory, and I didn't think this race was any stiffer than the one she took part in the other day. Good ground will suit. Obviously, she handles the brush hurdle. She goes really well right-handed, and she just looked in really good order the way she won the other night. So About You, top price around about 5-6 to 1 this morning. Again, another decent each way bet there in the 7:30.
Race 5.
On to the 8 o'clock then, and probably one of the highlights of the night really for the race goes, if he does run here, is Cadmium, who's an unbelievably impressive winner at the Punchestown Festival. He won one of the most competitive handicap chases in ridiculous ease. He beat Cordier, Bon Papa, but there was a whole host of inform 2 milers in that race, and he just literally brushed them aside with a degree of authority. Now, the feature of that performance was, not only was it very impressive on the eye, his time figure was sensational compared to Footpad, his stable companion, who won the Grade 1 on the same card. Cadmium, unbelievably, ran a much quicker overall time, and also a much faster circuit time to the tune of about 10 lengths. He would have beaten his stable companion quite comfortably if you line the two split screens up. So I do think Cadmium is very much a horse going places. He's still eligible for sort of handicaps and novice races alike, but I do think this horse is a graded horse in the future, and I'm almost half baffled by the fact that Willie Munners is deciding to run him here. I thought he would have just put him away for the winter and brought him back on some soft ground. But providing the conditions are okay and connections decide to run him tonight, because that is a slight concern, then I do think he's just a totally different speed, totally different class than the rest of the horses in this race. If he doesn't run, then probably Le Martinland's the main beneficiary. This track often suits front runners, and Narmid, 7-year-old, does like to go out strongly from the front. So like I say, he's the one that might pick up some pieces if Cadmium doesn't run. But if he does run, Willie Mullins, your child, win this, and he'll win it easily.
Race number 6.
On to the 8:30. Very, very competitive fare for the Connaught National. I was hugely taken by the performance of Kaiser Black down in Ballinrobe the other day. He clearly benefited for his third run over fences and that run for quite some time when he was second to Amelino back on the 10th of May. And back on decent ground off the back of strong fractions set by several front runners in that race. He could not have won any more easily. He absolutely decimated his field by the tune of 15 then. So he's got up £15 for that. But to be fair, it was only what connections deserved because he was thoroughly in command way before they come out the back straight. Obviously, decent ground and a strong pace suits him. And he's bound to get that again tonight because there are several other front runners in this field likely to take them along at a strong pace. I'd certainly be off. Prepared to forgive Net de Cosse's poor run on that occasion. He just chumped awfully for him. I mean, he was brilliant the time before at Kilbeggan when he got into a great rhythm, but for some reason or another, he took his half the ball the other night, and eventually Sean Flanagan did the right thing and he pulled him up the one in front of the stands to prevent further punishment. But if he can get into a good rhythm from the front, and as I said, this is a front runner's track, I do think Net de Cosse has certainly got the chance to bounce back to full. He's certainly got the speed figures to do so, but like I say, he needs to pick his feet up a bit better than he did the last day. And with that in mind, I'll probably stick with Kaiser Black, who, like I say, was a massively impressive winner on his last performance.
And the final race.
On to 9 o'clock then, the concluding bumper. And we haven't got a Willie Mullins trained horse in this race, which is good news for the opposition and good news for Noel Mead's charge as well, Duran Mee, who was quite an impressive winner in the end, first time up down in Downroyal on the 7th of May. He went well through that race and he started quite strongly. Despite drifting over to his left-hand side, he was corrected nicely by his useful amateur, Mark O'Hare, who gets on really well with his horse. And Noel Mead's bumper horse is in good form. That was the second time in about a week that Noel Mead had managed to plunder a bumper of similar description. Not only did he find plenty off the bridle, he actually won with his ears pricked as well during me, so I'll be hopeful of him defying the penalty and winning the second time of asking. Thanks very much for listening to this edition then of the Irish Racing Podcast. I hope you can join me again tomorrow when we're going to be taking a look at a 7-race jump programme from Punchestown beginning at 5:50. So until then, happy punting, have a great day, and it's goodbye from me for now.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.